With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Rising home prices showing signs of slowing down. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
U.S. home prices rose in October, but at the slowest annual rate in more than 13 years. Government data show home prices went up just 1.7% last month from a year earlier. Home price increases are now a fraction of what they were during and immediately after the COVID-19 pandemic. It's another positive sign in a housing market that's been too expensive for many would-be homebuyers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
If winter is your kind of weather, boy, are you in luck. Another massive Arctic air bringing strong winds and frigid temperatures to the Great Lakes and Northeast, and a lot of that has moved south. While the worst is in the northern part of the country, that doesn't mean the South has escaped the onslaught. Even in Florida, there have been some reports of freezing temperatures and more likely coming up on Wednesday. National Guard deployment in New Orleans. President Trump authorizing a heavy security presence for New Year's celebrations. That 1 year after the attack on revelers on Bourbon Street killed 14 people. And Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the city welcomes the additional security.
The National Guard, as you know, are expected to be in our city and in partnership with the city through Mardi Gras. Okay, so that is something that we do know, and we absolutely are welcoming of those added resources.
China has been conducting large-scale military drills around Taiwan, part of the Justice Mission 2025 exercises aimed at deterring external support for the Taiwanese. This is SRN News. Are you going to church on New Year's Eve?
It's not such an unusual idea. A growing number of congregations in this country are holding services, concerts, and other events as a means of ringing in the new year. One motivation is to corporately bless the coming year. Another is to steer younger people away from New Year's Eve events that might focus more on alcohol. Many black churches have a long history of worshiping on the last day of the year, going all the way back to emancipation in 1862. Michael Harrington reporting.
At a church in Syria where a Muslim terror attack killed 25 people in June, hundreds have gathered at Christmas to remember those they lost and to reaffirm their faith. With a small detail of security forces standing guard outside, members of the Mar Elias Church held services last week and lit an image of a Christmas tree made of neon lights on the wall of the courtyard outside. This is SRN News. One of football's top star receivers now facing a criminal charge. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh has more.
Authorities say New England Patriots star wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing strangulation and other criminal charges related to an incident earlier this month. News of the charges emerged after a court hearing on Tuesday in Dedham, Massachusetts. It was immediately unclear what led to the charges. Diggs' lawyer said in an emailed statement that Diggs, quote, categorically denies these allegations. The 32-year-old NFL veteran joined New England last March. He is the leading receiver for the AFC East champions with 82 catches and 970 yards receiving. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Meta buying artificial intelligence startup Manus as the owner of Facebook and Instagram continues to push its amp up AI offerings all across its many platforms. More details, srnnews.com.